Why She Hates Online Dating, episode number 53. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show is brought to you by Target. October ushers in cooler weather, pumpkin-infused specialties such as lattes, pumpkin pie, pumpkin loaf, and more importantly, leading up to the holiday season. Fall is a time just to cozy up, and Target is offering 25% off bedding, bath, rugs, throw pillows, and blankets. For you holiday early birds, Target wants you to spend $50, save $10. Spend $100, save $25 on all toys, excluding Legos. With Halloween right around the corner, you can spend $30 and save $5 on all Halloween items online and in the store. For online only, if you spend $60, you save $10. For easy access, find the Target shopping links to each of these sales located right in the show notes on your mobile phone. Or you can just head over to ninababel.com/podcast. And you know what? You just head on over to episode number 53 and you look for the Target shopping link. I've been moving like this since I was two. Downtown, I'm fading into you. Are you ready to take it to foot loose? I'm a 50 plus that pickety cruise. Welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl Show, and you're listening to episode number 53. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I help men and women celebrate embarrassment in their lives. I'm your relationship strategist, leading and guiding you to making better decisions and having those open conversations with confidence. This podcast is more of a girl-friendly, Keep It 100 flavor, teaching you how to use your voice and be action takers, because most of you are too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask the question. To that end, I share what women and men are thinking but not saying out loud. Every week, I'm unapologetically myself. You're unapologetically yourselves too. And you know what? There's no filters, no judgment, no boundaries. Right? That's what Keep It 100 is all about. It's real. It's raw. And it's grown talk. We women, we tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray cray. Girly Nation, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours? In last week's episode, I gave women center stage to voice their opinion on splitting the bill. In episode 51, this age-old question of he pays versus she pays and that whole moment of awkwardness, especially on the first date when that bill hits the table, who fronts the bill? It opened me up to different points of view, such as you plan it, you pay for it. But I think I'm still stuck in that cultural, stereotypical, gender stereotype way of thinking, like the guy needs to pay for it. And you know what? You gotta earn my dollars over time. So it's not until we are on solid ground, we're over that relationship hump, we are official, then you will see Nina start pitching in. All right, so check it. In my Keep It 100 moment, I shared a Nina-worthy list of 10 vitamins every woman in their 20s should start taking. My road to fabulousness got a little late start in my early 30s, so I just wanted to pass the positivity by giving you all the known unknowns of being a woman way in advance. So we live in a busy generation. When people ask you, how are you? It's always that, oh, I'm crazy busy. Oh, I'm busy. Oh, I'm so busy. All right, we get it. But when you're a single mom and you're divorced or just living a life of singledom, how do these crazy busy people date these days? So according to Time Magazine's article, everything you thought about love is wrong, mention that online dating is a $2.4 billion industry. And 38% of Americans, starting from millennials to 50 and over, describe themselves as single and looking. And furthermore, they've given the online dating site thing a whirl, just like normal.
So online dating is great. I totally advocate online dating. People think it feels icky or like it's less real than meeting someone in real life.
Oh my gosh, that's the thing with Tinder. I would get tired of this because I never clicked like.
I really think that is where Prince Charming is, at places like the gas station.
I don't understand this fascination of men sending a particular body part picture to women when you said you don't want to see it.
Yeah, this online world would make you think mathematically that, you know what? You have more options out there, more than ever. From buying, selling, to Googling how long it takes, to point A to point B, to looking at profile photos. This digital romantic world has magnified my picky self. So in today's episode, we will not only be talking about those embarrassing online dating moments, but why women hate online dating. I mean, hate, let me take that back. Hate is a strong word. Let's call it shitty. On the positive side, we're going to start with the not-so-shitty approach. Veronica's in her 30s, she's a dating coach, and she's now engaged to her longtime boyfriend, who she ended up meeting through friends, not online dating. But she talks about the distinction between dating and online dating.
When I was dating, like, if there wasn't communication, you know, if more than like 4 hours left with no communication, like I would start going into anxiety mode. I would start like replaying everything in my head. I would create all these scenarios in my head. I would just get so worked up. Like, oh my God, does he like me? Should I text him? Why isn't he texting me? Like maybe he's busy. Would it be bothering if I text him? I mean, I would literally drive myself crazy. And the crazy part is that some of those people I'd only gone on dates with, like, maybe one or two times. So I don't even know who this person is, really, like in the grand scheme of things. But I would still get so worked up about texting.
Veronica has no regrets whatsoever with her past dating episodes. She said every guy she met left her with a personal learning experience.
I don't actually regret dating anyone because I think that, I mean, and I even thought this before I went through my transformation, that everyone that I dated was a learning experience on what I did or didn't want in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what I regret more is just how I behaved and what I believed it took to get into a relationship. But I don't really, there's no one that I'm like, you know, of course there's people like, oh, like I was a jerk, but still, it's still a learning experience of like what I could have done differently. Maybe I could have just said no to the second date instead of saying yes. Right. So I don't have too much regret in my life generally, but not in my dating life either.
As a dating coach and advocate of online dating, Veronica sees online dating as another modality to meeting people. She cautions both men and women not to burn out from the whole dating scene, right? Because oftentimes there's sensory overload from multiple dating apps. We're swiping, we're texting, we're checking out profile photos, we're responding. It's a lot.
I totally advocate online dating. People think it feels icky or like it's less real than meeting someone in real life, which I don't agree. Like, we live in an internet age. It's just another modality of meeting people, just like going to a bar or signing up for, like, I don't know, like art class or something. Mm-hmm. The problem that people run into, and this is what I see a lot with my clients and just my friends and stuff, is there's a couple things. One, it's really, really easy to get into the all or none type of mindset. Like, okay, I'm dating now, so they're constantly on Tinder or Bumble or whatever app they're using, and they're just constantly scrolling. Like, it's becoming almost an addiction. Like, they're wasting their time. They're not getting other stuff they want to get done. They line up like 4 or 5 dates or even more in a week and just totally burn out, and they're exhausted. They don't meet anyone because they're burned out and they're just exhausted. So they're not even like in an emotionally good place to be meeting a potential partner. And they just get really jaded and they just say, oh, I'm just gonna work on myself. I can't do this dating thing anymore. And then they kind of like turn into a hermit and they're not really working on themselves, so they're really just eating a bunch of ice cream and watching Netflix for like 2 weeks, and they're like, okay, it's time to get back out there, and they like, you know, overload. It's the same cycle, so I see that a ton with online dating.
Look, there's nothing worse than a feeling like you're undergoing an interview just for a relationship.
It's really easy, if you're not careful, for it to kind of feel like job interviews and like looking at resumes, rather than like, you know, what you actually want in a relationship, and then just finding different types of guys that would fit that type of relationship that you're looking for, rather than looking for the guy. Because looking for the guy, like, you're never gonna find your, you know, he does this, he went to this school, he has this kind of job, he makes this much money, he likes to do XYZ. Like, that's probably not really ever going to happen. But what can happen is figuring out, you know, what values and feelings you want to have in a relationship. Like, do you want your relationship to be adventurous? Do you want it to be like nurturing? Do you want it to be whatever it is? And then just finding people who will match that mold rather than the other way around, if that makes sense.
She calls it the list. I refer to it as the checking the box.
It's really easy just to go, and I did this too, and I'm totally guilty of it. It's just like, you know, going through like your checklist and the resume and like, what does he do? How much money does he make? Like, you know, does he like to ski? Oh, he doesn't like to ski. Like, he's out. You know, kind of more superficial things.
So it's all about finding that great match. Feel like you won big, you won the lottery, ching ching. But Veronica gets a high off just a sense of adventure. And she encourages people to find your own sense of adventure with him, or whether it's her and her, or whether it's him and him. It's such a win-win feeling.
If you're online dating looking just for travel, then like, you might overlook someone who really could be a great match, but like might have like what it is that you really want from travel. You know, they just express it in different ways.
My formation. All right, Girly Nation, I'm getting ready to launch 2 ebooks, if you haven't noticed, right? Because I've been plugging it for the last couple of weeks. But more importantly, I'm coming out with version 2 of The Friggin' Truth. And I know you listeners out there have downloaded this ebook, which I gave you a little girl-friendly tips. I gave you some major key alerts, some heads up, and more importantly, some girl high fives. You'd be really surprised what most women get wrong. So this is the deal. You got to be an early bird and get on the list. When you get on the list, you will get notified of the official launch. And this is the next step. You got to send Nina an image of your receipt and a photo of yourself holding the book in exchange for access to exclusive content, you all, such as webinars and a private Facebook group just to start. You got to get on the list first. So grab your pen, grab your phone, and write down this link. You're going to visit bit.ly/get-on-the-list. Is that easy breezy 1, 2, 3? So one of my Snapchat followers dubbed Tinder the MySpace of dating apps. Who would have known? Meaning, it's at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to choosing men and even the selection of choices. Stephanie is in her 30s and single. She recommended Bumble, which requires women to send the first message. In the next clip, you're going to hear what a woman of color's life of singledom on Tinder or Bumble really looks like.
The Tinder I would get, guys that like, hey, have you ever been with a white guy? And it's like, listen, dude, this is not the place to live out your fetishes. Although I did think about maybe entertaining it for cash only. But then it's like, that's not who I am. So I get it. But I really think that that is where Prince Charming is, at places like the gas station. And the dating app, you have to be extremely open to meeting somebody. And then I feel like you're almost settling, because especially for women of color, if you're a white girl, it's no problem. But, and if you're a black guy, it's no problem, because black guys would date white chicks. But if you're trying to have like a traditional black man relationship, you know, I mean, or even like a white dude or any guy of color with some swag, with some swag. Yeah, but I would just meet these guys that, like, you would swipe right, swipe left, and they wouldn't communicate afterwards, or they'd be really weird, or they have these really weird voices, and I just wasn't getting with that. And it's like, you know, if you're gonna get with the fly black chick that's an entrepreneur such as ourselves, it's like you have to be open to many of things that goes on culturally, socially, and you have to look cool, you know what I mean? You have to look cool, because we look cool. So yeah, it's, but look, we're not gonna be single. That's not what we want to be, so it's not gonna be. It's just gonna take a little time.
So Stace is in her 40s, single mom and dating. Her and I discuss the ins and outs, the whole mechanics of using Tinder, the swiping right, left, the likes, the mutuals, the maybes. I thought you were cute, but I really didn't like you.
Oh my gosh, that's the thing with Tinder. I would get tired of this because it wasn't, I never clicked like. To the point when I did click like, it was out of pressure.
By mistake. No, for me it was by mistake. Like, oh. I forgot which way was what.
So one time I just was like, all right, fine. I was like, you know, one out of 20,000. And exactly. And I would be pissed. It was funny, I would get upset if it was mutual. I'd be like, oh,
I know.
Didn't really even like you.
So these dating apps are all GPS driven. So it's going to pull up your potentials that are in your neighborhood. Wrong. Why would I even want to do that? I don't want anyone from Tinder, Bumble, whatever it is, who lives close to my house. Anyways, listen up, because I saw somebody I knew on one of these apps. And the thing is, this dude is married and he lives kind of sort of in my neighborhood, too. But my darn finger was swiping so fast that I couldn't go back. That's the thing. You can't rewind. You can't go back. Once you swipe, on to the next one. When we come back, we're going to find out from Stacey how she uses the dating app.
Have you subscribed to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast on iTunes? Because it's real easy breezy. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to look at my lovely red outfitted self to the left. And then in the middle, somewhat, you're going to see details, review, and related right smack in the middle with, like, it's grayed out a little bit. All you got to do is click reviews, and then you're going to see in purple, write a review. Click that, and voila. That's where you click 5 stars, put the title of your review, and put the description. And it's easy breezy 1, 2, 3. It's that simple stupid.
Stacey felt the same way I did about using apps close to home. Next, you're going to hear her give the reason why.
I would do it at work. When I was doing it at work, I was freaked out because if I see one of my coworkers on here, I'm going to throw up.
Tinder behavior. If you are a text type of person with email a close second and voicemail last, bingo. Tinder is going to work for you because of its immediacy. All users communicate via text rather than email.
We were literally at another friend's house.
I don't know.
And she was sitting there texting her Tinder people. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, girl, Tinder. And I was just like, that really works? She was like, yeah, go out and buy. But the thing is, I wonder what the people she go out would look like.
Exactly.
Because I think maybe my standards are a little different from hers.
Right. It had to be. Based on what I've seen...
Yeah, I think the thing is, what I'm looking for, she'll accept it. Except less.
Physical attraction is our thing.
Yeah, I think when you first meet a guy, definitely looks is a big thing. That's what first kind of draws you into the person. And I think everybody kind of has their type, like, of what kind of guys they are more attracted to. And I definitely, like, I think my type is, like, just attractive guys, really. I wouldn't say I have a single type. And I think, like, a nice smile, like pretty eyes, like somebody who you think is attractive.
For some women, looks is a deciding factor, and others, it's personality, it's intelligence, it's brains, or it's a combination, all of the above. That might score or rank slightly above physical attraction alone. For Stace, physical attraction rules.
I'm still very much a person about physical attraction.
Yeah.
It's funny, a group I had this group on Facebook, and it was a conversation about how important physical attraction. I was like, without it, there is no.
I have screenshots of things that have been sent to me that, and then ones that I didn't save that were, I don't understand this fascination of men sending a particular body part picture to women when you said you don't want to see it. So I've gotten all kinds of things. Yeah, but I've tried the online dating. I have to tell you, it's worked for some. My best friend found her husband on eHarmony. But for me, I am much better at forming relationships when I kind of meet people organically in life. So I realized that if I want to meet somebody to date, I really need to become more involved in life, in activities and things that I enjoy. It's just that right now I'm focusing a lot on my business. However, I am going to a lot of conferences of people who are, you know, and that's a great place to meet people who are kind of in the same mindset as you are too. You know, they're entrepreneurial, who are, you know, driven and have goals and hobbies outside of, you know, watching Netflix every night.
Yeah.
So that's a good place to meet people too, and just to network and connect. And sometimes, you know, you can find people to date that way too. But I guess right now I'm not as focused on it. Maybe I should be. I don't know. I mean, I'm totally fine with not having children. That's something that I've spoken a lot about in my family, that I'm like, don't expect me to have grandchildren, because at this point I'm just, that's not something that's on my radar. And so if I found somebody, great. If I don't, I don't feel like I'm living any sort of, you know, life that's incomplete either. So I've kind of resolved it that way in my mind.
Here's my hang up about online dating. It's awkward, it's aggressive, and weird. You definitely have to have a strong stomach. And for online dating too. Meeting people takes a different approach nowadays. It requires a different kind of leveling up when it comes to relationships. Taking charge of your love life, or maybe just being more open. You want to experiment through online dating, especially if you're past that college window. For some of us, maybe it's the entrepreneurs who just are caught up in their home office, they're caught up in a work office space or working remotely and just don't have the opportunity to meet people like they did before. But here are 10 Nina-worthy tips for you to consider if you are pursuing online dating. Number one, be the best version of yourself. You will be found out, or they will be found out eventually anyway. Number two, do not respond to the words hang out. Ever. Red flag. Number three, a man who has a plan is sexy. Especially if you are in a entrepreneurial career, if you are a decision maker, you're tired of making decisions. You want someone else to take the bull by the horns. Number four, pets. If they are a big part of your life, why not look for somebody with the same interest? Bada bing, bada boom. Number five, pay closer attention to those profiles with a full body shot, opposed to just from the chest up, right? That means there's less surprises along the way. Number six, be really specific about your interests, right? And you want to test his or her interests with some trivia, just to make sure. Number seven, if he's messaging 30 people at once, you want to exit stage left. Number eight, no nonsense, zero tolerance for dick pics. until you're official or married people. Number 9. Do not answer to sup, hey, or yo as far as the intros go. Classless. Number 10. Don't acknowledge, don't answer late night IMs, DMs, texts, messengers, what else is left? Skypes, invites. You have no clue who the frick they are. If that's something you struggle with, or you need an objective, unfiltered opinion when it comes to dating, voila, I'm the relationship strategist. I can help you strategize your love life with confidence and attract like-minded people. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend is there to empower you every week, ladies. The best conversations happen after each podcast. Reply to this podcast or send a quick email to ask@ninababel and tell me what you're struggling with right now. Even if it's something really, really small, don't hesitate. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls Show, they drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and TuneIn Radio. If you like my style, my episodes, then spread the good word. Share my podcast on social. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. Use the handle @NinaBabel, and you spell my last name Babe with an L, like hey babe. So if you want to share your story, drop me a line, question, or pitch your own, then hit me at ask@ninababel.com. Smooches!